unless by a few you mean 60.
This is Graham Thickens. I'm in the pavilion area of Demo 09, and I'm with Christine Heron from First Round Capital. How you doing, Christine?
I'm fine, Graham. Thanks for having me talk into your phone.
Yeah, my fancy new device here.
It's a very fancy device.
I think we met at either Demo 06 or Demo 07 here.
We did meet here.
Yeah.
I think it was 06.
Yeah. And at that time, you were, I forget what you were doing, but since then, you've become affiliated with First Round Capital. You were with...
Omidyar Network previously.
Yep. Yeah. But now you're full-time at First Round.
That's correct. I joined them in July as a principal and have been very, very busy since then.
I'll bet you have. And you're in the Silicon Valley office, which is, or is there multiple people in that?
Correct. We have an office south of Market, and a partner there is Rob Hayes, and I'm there along with Kent Goldman.
I see. And then, of course, your other office out in the Philly area where Josh Koppelman and how many others are out there?
Howard Morgan and Chris Freilich are also in that office.
Well, great. Well, let's talk about the state of early stage investing as you see it these days. What's your take on the current environment?
It is a great time to be an early stage investor. And don't let anyone tell you differently. The only thing that might change is what they mean by early stage.
Now, what do you mean by that?
So for us, early stage is seed capital. Early stage is not a $5 to $10 million.
Hold on a sec while we listen to the announcement here. It's lunchtime. Everybody's starting to swarm in here. Okay, so follow up on that point.
Right. So for me, early stage is seed capital. A $5 to $10 million Series A is not really early stage. It's early relative to, you know, a mezzanine round. But if you're out there making seed investments, it's a fabulous time. I think that everything from the valuations being smarter valuations. We had a little bit of a bubble the last couple of years, which has come back down. I think that a lot of the companies that got funding that should not have got funding are now no longer working. Those folks are staying in their jobs. I think you see the folks out raising seed capital now are incredibly passionate and committed, and so only the best opportunities are getting those folks out of their other jobs. And people are being smarter about how they're using capital when they go out to raise it. So the plans I'm seeing going forward for the next 24 months are much more capital efficient than the plans I saw, you know, a year ago. So it's great.
Yeah. What's the typical size of a first round capital investment?
Typically, we put $200,000 to $1 million into a company's round that we're participating in, that first institutional round. And the round sizes themselves tend to go up to about $2 million.
Yeah, and of course, first round, and Josh made himself famous with the smaller investments, the Web 2.0 companies that just don't need a lot of money.
StumbleUpon, PowerSet, these are great investments that, you know, didn't require a lot of capital to get started.
Can you talk about any of your recent investments?
I would love to talk about our recent investments.
I figured so.
I'm always happy to promote one of the companies. So there's a couple that come to mind. One is a company called Outright.com, and they are providing very small business accounting services, some guys out of Intuit. And so if you are a Soho type, like yourself, Graham, you should be using Outright.com.
And, do I need help with money?
You know, you don't have to produce, you know, fantastic reports for your board of directors, but you need to pay your taxes. You need to estimate what they're going to be, and you want to track your expenses and your invoices, and Outright.com is a great way to do that. They just launched publicly about 2 weeks ago.
And where is this company based?
They're in Los Gatos, California. And CEO there is Kevin Reith, other founders named Ben Curran, and they're just doing a great job on picking up the online bookkeeping space in the first few weeks.
And this would be considered a seed stage?
Correct. So that was a seed investment that we did with Shasta Ventures. A couple of guys not planning to get too huge, not planning to spend a lot of money, but just digging their heels in and being smart about how they do their customer acquisition to get the ball rolling.
Sounds great. Anything else you want to talk about going back to maybe fourth quarter 08? Or?
I am a huge fan of Get Satisfaction, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. I love the satisfaction. And this is a community built up not only of folks contributing content on products and services and how to use those products and services, solving problems for each other. It's companies joining in, and now that community has over 10,000 companies in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I think the active rate is actually around 70%. It's incredibly successful at getting companies engaged, talking to their customers. And they just brought in a new CEO, Wendy Lee, and closed a little more funding. So we expect to see great things from them.
Well, that's great. So you're keeping pretty busy now, looking at probably a lot less plans than you did a year ago, but you're liking the quality of the plans you're seeing?
Well, they're smarter plans.
Yeah.
If capital becomes more scarce at that stage, and it has, a lot of the angel community has had to, you know, be less active because, you know, if their public holdings go down, then their free cash available for public goes down. So I think the plans I'm getting tend to be a lot smarter. A, they're a lot smarter about their use of capital. B, they are much more focused on the business milestones. And I think a lot of folks used to come through and raise their seed capital saying, okay, I need to show that it'll work and take out technical risk. I need to show that I can get some customer acquisition going, show that folks want to adopt this solution. And they didn't really get to the business model with their seed round. And so what I'm seeing now is they're being more capital efficient for a longer period of time so they can get some evidence that their business model is working with the type of service that they have.
Beautiful. Before I let you go here, because I'm sure you want to go eat, you're on a panel that originally your colleague Josh Koppelman was going to be on, but he got snowbound in Philly. And tell us about the panel.
So and it's a panel of all irregulars, I believe. I think there's only one person on this panel that was originally supposed to be on the panel. It's the VC Irregulars panel. So I'll be sitting down with David Hornick, Eric Tellanius, and Bryce Roberts. Matt Marshall's going to be, wrangling. And basically just talking about what's going on in the market and, what are we seeing in terms of VC activity? How do we think the market has impacted early stage investing? Do we think that the VC prototype, is broken the way that the VC model works? Matt was definitely trying to get me stirred up about that earlier today. We'll see if he gets me stirred up about it later, too.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And thanks for taking some time with us today, Christine.
Excellent.